In this clip, I want to share with you a new insight that I had recently as a result of a dream related to how to look at other people in your hologram. Now, when I have shared this work with people, whether it's in the form of the seven power centers of life or busting loose from the money game, and I tell people everybody in your hologram is your creation, and they play the game of actor or actress, and they can only say what you ask them to say in your hologram, and they can only do what you ask them to do in your hologram, and they only exist, and they only act and talk and interact with you, in ways that support you perfectly on your journey. And a lot of people, number one, have a little bit of difficulty with that because they think on some level it devalues the other people in your life, you know, like they're puppets and they're not real and all this kind of stuff. Or they will get confused by trying to understand, well, wait a minute, how can I be creating them to support me in my hologram? And they're creating me to support them in their hologram. How can we be simultaneously supporting each other in each other's hologram when there only appears to be one thing going on? That kind of a thing, which has probably crossed your mind in one way, shape, or form as you've been doing this work. And I mentioned, I think, on an earlier post, I'm not sure, but I'll repeat it here again just in case I didn't. In quantum physics, there is a term that's called tangled hierarchy. And what it means is that if there's something that you take a look at and you try to resolve it from a logical or intellectual perspective, it creates an endless loop that just keeps looping on itself that you can't resolve. And an example would be, and again, forgive me if I'm repeating this, but it's a good review even if you heard it on another post somewhere. An example would be, I am a man speaking to you. So suppose I said to you, all men are liars. Now try and resolve that statement in your mind logically to try and understand if I'm telling the truth or not. If I'm a man and I'm saying that all men are liars, then you might say to yourself, well, if I'm lying and I'm saying all men are liars, then I must be telling the truth. But then I can't be telling the truth because all men are liars. So it just keeps looping back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and you can't resolve it. And the only way to resolve it is to stop asking the question, jump up above the loop, and look at the whole deal from a different perspective. And that's the same thing when it comes to trying to resolve this whole issue of, are they real? Are they not real? To what extent are they real? How could we be simultaneously helping each other in the exact same moment when there only appears to be one thing going on? How could we be creating each other? Now, I understand and I believe and I support staying away from tangled hierarchy kinds of questions. At the same time, this bothered me, you know, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the Seven Power Centers course, there are certain mysteries about the truth, so to speak, and the human game and what life is like in our natural state of being infinite beings that we are just not capable of understanding. And so the best that we can do is to create a model that approximates the truth closely enough to give us some practical benefit while we're playing the human game. So I decided that I wanted to try and come up with some sort of a something so that I could have a model to better understand what's going on in that particular dilemma about us and quote-unquote others, so that I could have some practical benefit in my own life and so that I could support the people that I created to come play these games with me, the Seven Power Centers and Busting Loose and other games related to this work. So I was kind of struggling with that and waiting for some sort of an insight to get a little bit more clarity. Again, I don't think I can fully understand it at my current level of consciousness, nor do I believe you can. But I wanted to get some additional insight to satisfy my curiosity to a certain degree. And so about 3 weeks ago, at the time of this recording, I had this very fascinating dream. And in this dream, and I can't really put it into words, I got a very deep sense of what the truth was of this particular dynamic, if you will, in that dream. And I'm going to do my best to approximate enough of the experience to give you the gift that I received. But I was in a very altered, expanded state of consciousness, and it's difficult to put some of that into words. So you'll have to bear with me. But I've shared this with some people recently, and I know that the way I can explain it, even though it's just a reduced facsimile, if you will, of the actual experience I had, that it'll give you some real value. Now, from an infinite being perspective, I'm sure you've read somewhere in the spiritual literature that we are all one, and we're all connected, and we're really all part of the same ultimate energy source, or whatever you want to call it, and there really is no separation between you and me and all the other people that appear to be playing here, that we're all one and interconnected and part of the same, whatever you want to call it, source. And I believe that that's true. And I also believe that that's one of those things that we're not capable of understanding at our current level of consciousness. So for purposes of discussion in the model that I'm going to share with you here, let us assume that if there are 7 billion people on the earth who appear to be playing the human game, that those 7 people at their core are 7 sparks of consciousness, 7 billion sparks of consciousness, that they're all individual sparks of consciousness. Now, they're not. We're all one. We're all interconnected in some way we can't understand, but let's just assume for the moment that you have 7 billion sparks of consciousness, or however many people are on the earth, that's how, or if you believe in beings from other planets or whatever, however many beings appear to be interacting in the physical universe, that there are that many individual sparks of consciousness. And all those individual sparks of consciousness in this model have the same godlike power that I've been talking about in the course. They can create patterns in the field. They can put tremendous power in them and make them appear to be real and support them on their journeys. So here's what I saw in this dream. I saw this dance of all these separate sparks of consciousness that were constantly dancing around and what I call morphing themselves into different forms simultaneously in order to support each other. So in effect, what I saw and got in this dream is, let's suppose that you're sitting across the table at a meal in a restaurant with your significant other or a child or a good friend, whatever you'd like to look at in this example. So in that example, there are two in this model, and again, this is not the truth because there isn't any separation. Keep that in mind, please, at all times when I say this stuff. But in the model, there are two sparks of godlike consciousness that are creating the illusion of being in that restaurant together. And so I'm going to use now to continue this. I'm going to imagine that I am in a restaurant with my wife, and I'm going to tell that story. So I'm a spark of consciousness in that restaurant, and my wife is a spark of consciousness in that restaurant. It's all made up in the physical universe. It's a hologram. It's everything we've been talking about. But here are two actors and actresses that are in this consciousness-created illusion of a restaurant sitting at a table. And there are certain things that I want to have happen from my wife and from the waiters and from all the other people in that restaurant and everything else, the mood, the music, everything else. So with my godlike powers, if you will, I'm going to create a pattern in the field, and I'm going to want to create a certain illusion so that I can experience something in my hologram. And whatever role my wife needs to play in that, she will play from my perspective in what I am seeming to experience and see and feel and experience in my hologram. Simultaneously, my wife wants to get something out of that particular dynamic. And remember, this is a model not to be taken 100% literally. This is a metaphor to a certain degree. My wife is in that restaurant, wants to have an experience that's going to support her on her journey. So she's creating a pattern in the field. She's energizing it and giving me instructions as an actor to play a certain role and say and do certain things and the other people in the restaurant and the whole dynamic and everything else. And so in essence, we are seeing and experiencing different things, even to the degree of the fact that from my wife's perspective, like if let's say there's a moment from my perspective where I'm saying, wow, Cecily, isn't this glass of red wine that we have really tasty? When I'm saying that and I'm seeing a certain look on her face or I'm seeing her take a sip and saying, yeah, in that exact moment, she could be creating and experiencing me saying something else and doing something else and experiencing something completely different. And I'm not aware of whatever it is that she's creating, but because I'm a godlike being, I can morph myself simultaneously into being and doing and saying whatever it is that would support her. and I'm aware of the experience that I'm creating of my hologram, and she's aware of the experience that she's creating in her hologram, and we are not aware of the universes, if you will, that are being created simultaneously. But because we are infinite beings with infinite creative potential, we are able to simultaneously, if you will, in this model and metaphor, create and participate in, you could call it parallel universes or simultaneous creations, but we're only aware of the one that we are aware of, because ultimately we can only see what is in our consciousness and what we are creating and what we are wanting to experience to support us on our journey. And this is what I saw in that dream. I saw these sparks of consciousness morphing around and creating simultaneous universes and supporting all of the different people that appear to be in the hologram simultaneously and creating these different universes and dancing around and changing and saying and doing different things in order to simultaneously support both universes, if you will, or multiple universes if there are more people at the table. You know, like if you were having dinner with your wife and your two kids, then there might be four dances going on. The one from my perspective, the one from my wife's perspective, the one from each of my two kids' perspective. And there might be four different holograms being created and experienced simultaneously. And myself and my wife and the other kid would be morphing to support the second kid and vice versa, supporting everybody in each other's universe. So this may be crystal clear to you right now. You may need to let this sit and incubate a little while, and certainly, as always, feel free to open up a post in the discussion forum if you'd like to continue talking about me, but about this. But if this particular model supports you in better understanding a dynamic that we can't ultimately really understand, then I offer it to you. It has really helped me to resolve that dilemma that was just kind of nagging at me. I needed to have something like this to be able to resolve that as I was interacting with other people in my day-to-day life.